In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Joyous feast. Ah, joyous feast. Joyous feast. So when I say joyous feast, you say joyous feast. And then when I say sprosnikum, then you say sprosnikum. There you go. Okay. Did you notice in Paul's letter to Timothy today, he said a really interesting passage, and I thought it really caught my ear. He said, let no one despise your youth. That tells us that Timothy was young, right? Very interesting. But in the Gospels, we heard something different. We heard today about two very different types of people. On one type, there was St. Simeon and the prophetess Anna. Now these people, this one type of person, they lived holy lives, waiting for the Christ. St. Simeon was devout, waiting patiently for the consolation of Israel, serving in the temple faithfully his entire life. Now, Anna served in the temple as well. It says that she was married for 7 years, and then for 84 years, she served in the temple faithfully, living in the temple, serving day and night after her husband had passed away. The first type of people. They're the good people, right? They're the faithful ones. They come to church every day or every time. They're at every feast. They light all the candles, right? But then there was Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, okay. Zacchaeus was a traitor to his own people. They hated the tax collectors because who were they collecting taxes for? The Romans. So he had turned on his own people, and he had was collecting taxes that would be taken from his people. And tax collectors, if you didn't know, the person may own, you know, $50, but they'd come up and say, well, you owe 55. And they would take the 50 and give it to the Romans and keep the 5 for themselves. And so tax collectors were notoriously corrupt. They could say whatever they want and get whatever they want. But it's even worse that he was an Israelite doing this to his own people and then passing money on to the occupying force that was there to oppress them. The Romans weren't very great people, by the way. Very brutal. And we hear in the gospel today that Zacchaeus, this traitor, this bad man, was short in stature. And that was both a physical and spiritual truth about this man. He was literally a small man, but he was also small spiritually. He was atrophied. He was crippled. He didn't have any spiritual strength. He wasn't like the, you know, St. Simeon or the righteous Anna. He didn't wait for the coming of the Lord. He wasn't standing vigil and being faithful, serving in the temple. Instead, he had his eyes on other things, namely money for him. But you'll notice that when Christ came, Zacchaeus made himself ready. Because although he had enriched himself with everything the world could give him, he had a secure job, right? As a tax collector, wasn't at very much risk of getting laid off. He made a lot of money, he was very wealthy. And yet when he heard about Christ, he did something very, very important. He climbed a tree. And at that moment when he climbed that tree, Christ came to him. Christ didn't come to him before the tree. He came to him after he climbed the tree and said, let me come into your house. And then he said something very important. He says, I give half of my goods to the poor. He didn't say, I will give tomorrow. In that moment, as Christ entered his house, he was taking out his money and saying, go give this to the poor. Go, I give this to the poor right now. He changed when he met Christ. He changed when Christ entered into the house, the roof of his house. In that moment when Christ entered into his life, he was transformed. And he gave half of everything he had to the poor. And then he goes on to say, of course, if I've taken anything by bribery or whatever, I will return it fourfold. We know he took stuff by bribery. I mean, he probably did. You don't become a tax collector because you're an honest guy. And I think out of these two types of people, I don't know about y'all, but I identify with Zacchaeus more than righteous even Simeon and the prophetess Anna. I mean, honestly, if any of us here identify with St. Simeon and righteous Anna, then we probably are more like Zacchaeus, right? Because if you think you're holy, you're not. If you think you're the good guy, you're not. If you think you're the victim, you're not. No, we are more like Zacchaeus. We are small. We are petty. We are selfish. willing to turn on our brothers and sisters, to use false accusations to protect ourselves, to get what we want through fraud, through deception, like Zacchaeus. We settle for this. We settle for being small, petty, and afraid. But you'll notice that Christ came to both types of people today. To those who were faithfully serving in the temple, and to Zacchaeus, who was ripping everybody off. He met Simeon and Anna in the temple as they faithfully waited for him. They waited their entire life for him. And you'll note that Anna, after her husband passed away, could have gone and got another husband. But instead, in that moment, she chose to serve God above all. So while they faithfully waited for him, and Zacchaeus was out stealing and robbing and supporting the Romans, when he heard about Christ and he heard about something greater than anything the world could offer him, he climbed a tree. And this tree, make no mistake, was his cross. He didn't climb a ladder. He didn't get on the back of a horse. He didn't climb up some boxes. He didn't climb on the roof to look down. He climbed a tree. He climbed his cross. He took up his cross in that moment. And when he did that, that's when Christ came to him. It wasn't until he started that journey into letting go of the things of this world, the money, the power, the prestige, that moment when he started to give away to the poor and return and make right that which they had done wrong, to tell the truth. Then he was found Christ, and Christ entered into his house. And in that moment where he took up his cross, he joined Saint Simeon and the prophetess Anna. And he became just like them. This man, this horrible man, became like these holy people who their entire lives have served God. And so here we are today. Have we been eagerly waiting for Christ like Saint Simeon and Anna? Or have we been like Zacchaeus and lived horrible lives? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are today. It doesn't matter how you've lived your life or what things were like yesterday or last year or 10 decades ago. No matter who we are, Christ comes to all of us today, and he offers his goodness to us. If we've lived a small life and cannot see Christ because we're so obsessed by small, petty things, he still comes to us. He comes to us as we climb our own cross and climb our own tree and take up our own cross and choose to follow him. And I will say this, my friends. Life's hard. You know that saying? It's become so cliche now, I'm sad, because every once in a while a really good saying comes along and then it's on bumper stickers and then it's on gift cards and they totally ruin it because it's just a cliche now. Because that old saying, you know, be kind, because no matter everyone you run into is going through a battle you know nothing about or has lived through tragedies and sorrow and grief that you know nothing about. Everyone here has. You know, we're all that Zacchaeus guy. But if you stumble, get up and try again. Be honest with yourself about who you are so that you can offer the true you to Christ. Get up, back up and try again. And above all, do not despair. We often think that our sins keep us from God, and they do. When we repent, he quickly forgives. But the thing that's worse than sin in this universe is despair. Because when we despair, we stop trying. So don't despair. Don't get stuck. Take up your cross. Follow Christ. Because these people that we remember today, Zacchaeus, St. Simeon, and Anna, these people who all had Christ enter into where they lived, you notice that Christ enters Zacchaeus' house, and he also entered into the house of St. Simeon and Anna, which was the temple. He will enter into your house, and those people who now have him, had him dwelling in their lives, those holy people that you remember thousands of years later, those people are waiting for us to join them. So take up your cross today. Be honest, be true, and above all, do not despair. Do not think that your sin is greater than God. Trust in him above all else and give him glory. Joyous feast.
Joyous feast.
Sprosnikam.
Sprosnikam.